from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Car thefts and home burglaries remain one of the biggest concerns for many in New Jersey, with incidences of both on the rise in almost every corner of the Garden State. New Jersey lawmakers have sent a measure to the governor's desk to toughen penalties for residential home burglaries.
The bill, which passed both houses nearly unanimously, establishes two new offenses, residential burglary and home invasion burglary. Residential burglary would be a second-degree crime, while first-degree home invasion burglary would apply when someone uses a deadly weapon or threatens bodily injury during a break-in. Conviction of either would carry stiff penalties, including prison time. It takes effect immediately once signed into law by Governor Murphy. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A Monmouth County woman has been charged in connection with what authorities describe as a dangerous car meetup in Philadelphia. Philadelphia police say 20-year-old Alexis Boyce from Englishtown turned herself in. She was charged with causing a catastrophe, riot, fleeing police, and other offenses. At least three other people also faced charges in the incident that happened last weekend. Philly police say they responded to several locations where up to 200 vehicles had gathered for the illegal meetup. In just 1 year, drivers in New Jersey filed tens of thousands of claims for hitting an animal with their vehicle. The threat only worsens as we get later into the year.
Dave Phillips with State Farm says New Jersey drivers have a 1 in 224 chance of colliding with an animal while driving. The national average is 1 in 128. Deer make up the large majority of vehicle damage.
Most of the time you're taking a look at the most dangerous month being November, followed by October and then December. So we're about to go into peak deer collision season.
How much damage will be done largely depends on how fast you're driving. Experts say you want to avoid swerving when you see an animal on the road. Brake firmly and stay in your lane. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
So today will be better than this weekend. It'll be mostly cloudy and mainly dry. We might see some glimmers of sun and only an isolated sprinkle chance plugged in for today. We're starting off cool around 60, and we'll see highs today pop to around the 70-degree mark. Lots of clouds tonight with patchy fog possible, lows around 60 again. And then tomorrow's going to be cloudy and cool with a few showers around 65 to 70. We'll finally turn the corner on Wednesday, becoming drier and brighter, mostly to partly cloudy, with highs on Wednesday near 70. New Jersey weather made possible by the Men with Tools. Buy a whole house of windows from the Men with Tools and get a free entry door. That's right, a free entry door. Call 908-224-9000 or visit themenwithtools.com.
In Flemington, 59. Old Bridge is 62. Burlington is 62. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.